Luna's in Pisces. Today's an astrologic chess move. Welcome to episode 63 of the third season of Christo's Astrology. Here's my reading of the zeitgeist for Monday, November 23rd, 2020. Piscean Luna trines Scorpio Mercury, then his her quinquunks to Aries Mars, and trine to Piscean Neptune at 1:37 p.m. Well, you just know what to do and what to think right now. Of course, it goes against all logic, what you're thinking, that is. That doesn't mean you're forced to act on it. Quite the contrary. The action here is all yin. Receptive. And what it amounts to is a profound truth. Just expect to know the truth that can't be told. Luna conjuncts Neptune in her square to the Gemini Dragon's Head at 3:32 p.m. Expect to feel serious empathy for your younger self. Some mistake you'd been agonizing over for decades wasn't even your fault. It's finally so very nice to know that. Capricorn Jupiter in his conjunction to Pluto, quintile to Aries Chiron, and quinquunx to the Dragon's Head, re-enters the orb of Capricorn Saturn in his biquintile to the Dragon's Head at 8 p.m. This is an astrologic chess move that may look awfully problematic. Instead, it's the perfect opening for you to win. What it does is recreate that unpleasant Capricorn stellium of Saturn, Pluto, and Jupiter, and putting it back in play until 5:04 p.m. on December 1st. That's when Pluto is finally jettisoned from the rear, and you're declared the winner. Just keep your nerve as you watch this thing play itself out. It will. Luna squares the Dragon's Head at 8:53 p.m. This is all of us doing our best to avoid reading news that's more inflammatory than informative. And yeah, sure, we're all curious to see how things play out. For now, just say no. And find some nourishing fiction instead. Well, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Alrighty then. Ciao a tutti.